Daniel Gosha's tiny printing studio has a cabin-like feel and smells of wood smoke. He's standing over an antique letterpress. It's kind of like a 100-year-old copy machine, except it's made out of metal. And, well, there are some other differences, too.
It's quite a process.
He places a sheet of paper on a metal surface called the platen. Pressing his foot on the treadle lowers a set of ink rollers that wipe across a row of type. The inked-up type moves forward to stamp the paper, leaving a bright red imprint.
Alignment is the key thing. You know, you want to... The thing that I think a lot of people don't understand about letterpress is, as you can see, and as you noted, this step is pretty quick, but the work to get up to this point took quite a while. Right? So locking up the type, setting the type, figuring out exactly where the gauge pins need to be. So the setup time is the largest part of a job.
Today, Gosha is using handset type to print 1,000 cards for the nonprofit Arts Wisconsin. In this detail-oriented process, even the paper choice is important. He's using cotton paper made by university students in Stevens Point.
This paper holds that bite really nicely. In traditional letterpress printing, back in the day when letterpress was king, you wouldn't want that because then you couldn't print on both sides of the page. Originally, original letterpress printers would say you want to just kiss the page.
Gosha has been doing letterpress since he was a grad student at the University of Illinois. When he and his wife moved to Rhinelander, Wisconsin, he no longer had access to a studio. So he started his own, and out of that grew The Mill, an arts nonprofit that teaches classes in printing and papermaking.
That's Jennifer over there in blue. This proof press here is Doyle, one of my mentors. So they each have names that bear their history.
The letterpress is called Hedy, named after a Norwegian printer. Her picture hangs above the press she once operated. Gosha picked it up from Hedy's barn in northern Minnesota, where it had been sitting for 20 years.
So when I found it, it was barn fresh, as I like to call it. So it was covered in every conceivable amount of dust, animal excrement, hay, straw. I mean, it was nasty. But it was actually, underneath all that crust, fairly well preserved. So we moved it back here.
He says it took over a year to clean and repair the press, but now he knows it intimately.
And now it's just, it sings. I mean, it really sings.
But just because letterpress relies on old technology doesn't mean it's an outdated method.
Au contraire. I would say actually there's a great deal of innovation going on and experimentation actually going on in letterpress right now.
Gosha explains that you don't have to use handset type to make a letterpress print. You can also create polymer plates from a digital image, and those can go into the press as well. So that means letterpress is still an advancing technology.
Contemporary letterpress, again, you want that bite, you want that sort of impression in the paper, but you're not limited to just the fonts that you can find because you can have the polymer plates made. So any design that you can conceive can technically be done in letterpress with this sort of wonderful marriage between the digital and the handmade.
Which doesn't lessen the value of the idiosyncratic handset type. But while letterpress is enjoying somewhat of a revival across the United States, parts of the country like northern Wisconsin may not have caught on completely. Gosha says many people still throw out old printing equipment as obsolete.
I sort of feel like here at The Mill, we're a little bit in a race against time because a lot of people don't know that there's still a use for these. They see the lead type and they're like, nobody's doing this anymore. It's old, it's antiquated. They take it to the scrapyard and they scrap it. And the problem is every font that gets scrapped is one less font in the world.
Fortunately for the art of letterpress, it has at least one staunch supporter here in the Northwoods. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.